Illinois teenager accused of selling fentanyl-laced pills disguised as prescription medications. By Michael Foster on April 5, 2023. An Illinois teenager has been arrested for allegedly selling fentanyl-laced counterfeit pills that were intended to resemble legitimate prescription medications, according to police. The Village of Antioch police announced they had Robert Julian, 19, on felony drug charges, describing the arrest as part of its ongoing battle against the trafficking of deadly counterfeit pills. Police say Julian, a resident of the 1000 block of Victoria Street in Antioch, was arrested on suspicion of selling fentanyl-laced counterfeit pills believed to have been connected to an overdose death of an Antioch resident the year before. After police obtained an arrest warrant, the Post notes, Julian was taken into custody in the course of a traffic stop. Police allegedly also found a pistol, 80 fentanyl pills, over a gram of methamphetamine, and several pieces of drug paraphernalia in the vehicle. Julian was ultimately charged with one count of possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute, one count of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, one count of unlawful possession of a controlled substance for fentanyl, one count of unlawful possession of a controlled substance for methamphetamine, and one count of unlawful possession of a controlled substance for diazepam, according to police. A record from the Lake County Sheriff's Office indicates Julian is being held in Lake County Jail on a $500,000 bond. Antioch Police Chief Jeffrey Gutschow is quoted in the department's post as saying the drugs allegedly found in Julian's vehicle have driven the vast majority of recent overdoses in the area, adding, "Antioch has no place in our hometown for criminals like this." He added that other means of combating problems associated with opioid use, such as community outreach, are complements to, but not substitutes for, arresting those who traffic in these drugs. Although the department continues to use community outreach and education to save lives, such as our recent opioid awareness fair and the distribution of Narcan, the Antioch Police Department remains 100% committed to bringing to justice those who decide to sell this poison in our community. Gutschow is quoted as saying in the Antioch Police Post. The hard work of the members of our department not only took a drug dealer and drugs off the streets of our town, but it also took a handgun away from a criminal. Drugs and guns together can have deadly implications. It's safe to say, our officers saved lives with this arrest.